This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Hardly close me up on one ground.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so that's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so what is really going on with Donald Trump again? Everybody's just jumping all over the president for his wonderful, spectacular performance, I thought, in Helsinki. And just don't quite understand really what's going on. They don't, and we're talking about all these people jumping up and down and screaming for impeachment and everything else that is supposed to be so, egregious about what Donald Trump did in Helsinki. This whole thing about Russia, is it ever going to go away? I suspect it will. Donald Trump comes out and corrects himself a little bit, makes some mid-course corrections in terms of clarifying statements and so on. Newt Gingrich is happy. Of course, Brother Newt, who turned viciously upon the president. We won't forget that, Newt, who was out there pounding on the table and drumming up all kinds of resentment and hatred towards the president. We won't forget that, Newt. Anyway, he's trying to act today like, oh, what a great job, what a great recovery the president has made because he has made some clarifying statements. We won't forget that, Newt. Thank you, Newt, for all the trouble that you seem to... You know, the real true people, the real true believers of Donald Trump really have surfaced. Anyway, with us also, though, right now, more breaking news. It's like a continuation of the breaking news and saga that's going on really, truly behind the scenes. This is that point at which I tell people, break out the popcorn and the soda pop and just sort of watch the whole story unfold. There's so many things going on, and it's not going to go away anytime soon because you see the strategy, ladies and gentlemen, is to make it last so they can get into the midterms here. And, of course, the Democrats are going to take back the House and the Senate. I don't think so. The red wave is coming. Anyway, with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, it's kind of like, man, you're just becoming a fixture here at Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome aboard.
But yeah, this is such an unusual time. We don't like to do that. But the news is breaking so much.
Yeah, it's just huge. So you're our Washington, D.C. correspondent.
That's right. I'm designated. But, you know, Scaramucci also threw Trump under the bus. And, again, we know what kind of stupid mistakes he makes.
Right.
And it's just unfortunate that these people that had these stripes, because Scaramucci wasn't a Trump guy in the beginning. And, again, these people make these stupid mistakes, and they out themselves every time. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that you and I were Trump people from the very beginning. And we were there always, and we believed in him, and we understood what Trump was about. We totally did. And we used to have these live post-debate group discussions live on Red State Talk Radio. And, you know, I'll tell you, we are living in a moment where you need to just take it in, and you need to appreciate what's happening, because I never thought that the deep state was so deep and so, and the swamp was so wide and existing, but it is here, and we are seeing it, and only Donald Trump is fixing it. And I will tell you that the military intelligence is what Donald Trump actually relies on, and it's better than the CIA and the FBI these days.
Let's clarify also for the audience. I think that Donald Trump likes to listen to shows like ours, and I think that's where he gets a lot of his news. I mean, alternative media seems to be, you know, there's so many good resources out there, as you know, Scott, now especially, we're matching most of the stuff that's already out there, and, you know, it seems like one of his strengths is that he listens, or he understands, or he has people listening on radio shows like ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it that he is doing that, and, you know, the thing is, there's a lot of really interesting breaking news. I remember I was on your show yesterday, and I popped in on the later hour, and we were talking about the whole point that he might have picked Kavanaugh because Kavanaugh was the lead investigator for the Vince Foster homicide. I don't want to call it a suicide. That would be an injustice to Vince Foster. But Kavanaugh actually sided with the state, and that it was a suicide. Well, they're going to confirm, they're going to go about confirming him, and when they do, they're going to unseal the Vince Foster documents. And I believe that Trump, with a wink and a nod, said, you know what? There's a little bit of a extra little gift here if we pick Kavanaugh, because now, the whole reveal of Vince Foster's homicide isn't going to convict Hillary or Bill. Don't get your hopes up that high. Because they had hitmen do this thing. You know, it goes back to Mena, Arkansas. But I will tell you that that is one big story that I think we're going to learn more and more about. And we're going to learn more and more about the murders that surround the Clintons, you know, Ron Brown, Vince Foster, Seth Rich. I guarantee you we're going to learn more. And that's just one big nugget that happened yesterday, but there's several big stories, big reveals that happened yesterday that I want to share with your audience, Paul.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, the amount of news and information that's coming out there, the number of stories coming at us from all different directions that are all relevant and pertinent. We knew that this day or these days would be here where there'd just be so much information happening so fast and affecting so many different people and so many different things. It's now started to come, this big wave of revelations and information. So go ahead, Scott. Let's get started.
We learned from Lisa Page's testimony, according to an article out of Big Wig Politics. And Big Wig Politics purported this, and he said the article claims that Peter Strzok III, not the second, the son of Peter Strzok II, grew up in Iran, attended the American school in Iran up until 1978 when it closed down. Then he attended a school in Saudi Arabia. He speaks fluent Persian. That this guy was involved with weapons trade on behalf of Iran back under the Obama years. and that this guy was a CIA agent. And everything we've actually, I don't know how this didn't come out, but as you recall, when he was in the open presser right. with the committee, they were really on edge about his testimony because they were so afraid of what he would reveal. This directly connects with Obama, and Obama again, Devin Strock, I think his brother, well, his brother is his cousin or something like that. His grandfather was Cartwright, James Cartwright. James Cartwright has a long history with America as well and was pardoned by Obama. So the Obama-Strock connection is deep and long. And, you know, the Iranian connection is by no mistake. These people were in love with the Iranians. You know, Zarif is the foreign minister of Iran. He was the foreign minister that was jumping up and down for joy, along with every other Iranian in the streets, when Barack Obama signed this deal into law without any congressional approval. It turns out, though, that Zarif's son was the best man at John Kerry's daughter's wedding with an Arab.
Yeah, see, that a lot of people don't understand that about John Kerry's daughter, who she married. And happens to be an Iranian diplomat's son, and they're very, very close. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you just can't make up. We're coming up to a break right now, and we're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. We have so many different details and so many different stories coming at us right now, but we're talking about Peter Strzok. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And also remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Big first constitutional convention this Saturday.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Net is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
We've been doing the UN one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Agenda21Radio.news and also NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things going on. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and also we're just sort of considering him our Washington correspondent here on Agenda 21 Radio, because especially right now there is just so much stuff that's happening and things that you need to be aware of that are going on, and the stories are just abounding. And we said that it would come to this, it would start happening this way, especially as you get to the run-up of the, I mean, we're just sort of months away, not very far away from the general election, for the midterms anyway, in November. So the Democrats are ramping it up like crazy, and they're going to seize any opportunity to besmirch the character of Donald Trump, anything. And, of course, this Vladimir Putin thing, they were just waiting for the moment, any moment in which the president might be perceived as being out of line or anything. And then they just reacted immediately. This was a well-orchestrated, planned event by the left and everybody else. And also, the interesting thing, of course, is the critics who came out on the Republican side, Newt Gingrich, by the way, came out and blasted the president. And again, these are the people, we saw the same sort of thing during the election with Donald Trump, where a lot of people were just coming out and just talking all kinds of smack about him, the Never Trumpers, all this stuff. Well, now we have another group of Never Trumpers, Newt Gingrich, and people like that. They're going to be, you know, we're not going to forget about these people, and neither will Donald Trump. But I think this is a real good thing to see that there's a second tier of Never Trumpers out there that are working even more subversively behind the scenes to take him down. I think this is a good opportunity, Scott, that Donald Trump has to see who the real characters are behind the scene in the deep state.
Trump has this something about Trump where it really does cause people to really show their emotions and their true feelings, and the truth comes out. I don't know what it is. Honestly, I've never seen it before in my life that a guy like Trump has this impact on people. I mean, look at how many people have actually exited from Congress. I mean, we can talk about Conyers and Franken, but we can talk about Flake and McCain. We can talk about Ryan and Corker. We can talk about so many people that have really just bit the dust. And then we can talk about, let's say, Megyn Kelly. You know, she's done, right? I mean, there are so many. Charlie Rose is gone. Matt Lauer is gone. I mean, you can go down the list. It's
Harvey Weinstein is gone.
Yeah. Well, who's that?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein is gone. But, you know, you have a lot of dead bodies like Seth Rich and Anthony Bourdain. You know, a lot of this stuff, this is heating up so much.
The dead bodies are not affiliated with Donald Trump, let's be clear.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that Donald Trump is infringing on the deep state to the point where people are in panic mode.
Yeah.
They're killing off. People are getting suicided. People are getting knocked off. People are resigning. People are leaving the scene of the crime. And
you brought up a really good point about Corker and McCain and Paul Ryan and everything. And this is the big point that I was making, gosh, I think several months ago, that in order for Donald Trump to really be successful in the next 2 years following this election, you got to get rid of people like, you know, Flake and Corker and Paul Ryan and those folks, because these are and McCain, these are the guys that are really dragging everybody down and have been actually for years, inciting pretty much with Obama. And of course, we all know the situation with Paul Ryan and the Catholic Charities and the billions of dollars he's been able to funnel to them for the, for the invasion, basically, of all these unattached minors, by the way. We can get into that conversation, but, he's gone now. I mean, these people are going to be gone, and the deep state is reeling like crazy.
You know what I think is interesting? I think that we have a president that really has learned how to use his social media. But I also believe, and I pretty much know this to be the case, I have some good sources that have told me this. I don't even know all my sources, as Paul, you can attest, you don't know all your sources.
I don't know, but they keep calling and they keep being right.
Exactly. And QAnon is actually a arm of the military intelligence, and it is an arm of people that you might know on social media. It might be Technofog, it might be all these different names that you've seen on social media. You don't know who these people are. They could work in the CIA. They could work in Army intelligence. They could work for Coast Guard intelligence. They could work in all kinds of different places. They could work within the cabinet. But he has social media people, and he has people who are doing things in a way that's getting the information that you want and need out there in different angles. And I want to read this to you. This is something I think is kind of important related to the Peter Strzok Sr. and Jr., the second and the third. Clinton Foundation and the Catholic Relief Services worked in Haiti, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets work in tangent. Coincidence? Peter Strzok Sr. was actually the director of CRS in Haiti.
Yeah, now CRS, tell them what that is again.
Catholic Relief Services.
Right, Catholic Relief Services. And also remember Paul Ryan. Also go back to John Boehner. But that's just, a little memory, side memory chip there.
So this is a guy that I correspond with, and he says, this is the second time ever that I'm going to quote Q. He said, how was he compromised, and this is talking about Peter Strzok, how was he paid? Who is Melissa Hodgman? That's Peter Strzok's wife.
Right.
Company, title, date of promotion, focus of the date, what events regarding Peter recently occurred that you now know. Think HRC emails, Wiener laptop, dates, date of promotion of wife. How do they stack the deck?
Right.
How do they want inside the government? Who do they want inside the government? Who are the puppets? How do you control a puppet? Number two in FBI, wife connection, what is the pattern? Follow the wives, keep watching the news this week, future proves past, reread crumbs, and how many D's and R's not seeking re-election, and why?
Reread crumbs.
What we're talking about is kind of coinciding with this. And I said to my audience, I said that when Trump comes back from Helsinki, not only did Carter Page kind of show some tea leaves about the fact that there was going to be a big reveal in Helsinki, and that was Bill Browder, and we're going to talk about that later,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
yeah. But also that QAnon has been silent for about 10 days, and that coincided with the time schedule of Trump's trips to Europe. And I guarantee you there's going to be a huge data dump from Q and Anon soon, very soon, and that we were going to learn so much. And we've already learned that Strzok was a double agent. He was mostly CIA counter-espionage, working out of Iran, speaks fluent Persian. We learned so much, but we're going to learn a lot more about this whole ring and how Bill Browder, I have a really great synopsis as to how Bill Browder was the financier of Hillary Clinton's campaign, but it was Brennan, the architect,
right,
dossier, and it was Comey, the architect of the wiretaps, and they all worked hand in hand together to take down a government and to promote a Hillary Clinton presidency.
Well, and this is the thing that, this is the thing that was even brought out, according to sources yesterday, that Lisa Page was talking about. was that basically, like with the Hillary Rodham Clinton email server business and all the stolen emails, that it was the Chinese who did it, and it was Barack Obama's brother. We've known for a long time to be into the whole espionage thing, and we're going to afford to go to the commercials right now. But it was Barack Obama's brother. His name is Mark Obama Nisandro, and you may remember he came out here on a book tour in the latter part of Obama's years as president. And he has been connected, very well known. We have known this for years here at Agenda 21 Radio. We've been following Mark Obama Nisandro for a long time. But he has started up internet cafes in China. And a lot of people don't know this, but he's one of the main people starting in the late 90s into 2000s. He teamed up with the Chinese army, and he started up these internet cafes, all designed to do one thing, and that's to gather intelligence about the United States of America for the Chinese. And they've been doing a very, very good job of this. And quite frankly, I was staged at one point and given a whole bunch of information. This probably 2014. You know, that time frame, 2013, 2014, in which they gave me the whole demonstration about how that whole operation works in terms of the internet, and it was quite compelling. I'm like, oh my God, even using Google Maps and things like that as a resource. I mean, you know, what amazes me, Scott, is that everybody has the capability now to spy on people all around the world. It's just kind of frightening in a way. But it was very telling that it was Barack Obama's brother, you know, that was doing all this. And he's the guy who set up all these internet cafes. And now all of a sudden Lisa Page comes out with these comments that it was the Chinese, after all, who was getting into Hillary Clinton's server. Now, what that really leads to is, if it's Barack Obama and his brother, what was Barack Obama wanting to get into Hillary Clinton's server for? Now, think about that. I think that's a big thought right there. What was Obama trying to do to get into her server? Because naturally, I'm sure that his brother would be turning that information over to Barack Obama.
Well, Barack Obama is as shady and as corrupt as they get, and trusts no one. He trusts no one. And certainly, the Clintons and the Obamas never got along.
Never.
Going against each other. They come from two different sides of the pond in terms of everything that they do.
Right.
And the Clintons really wanted to be more centrist. They were derailed when Obama hit the scene. And they couldn't beat Obama because he had the secret sauce. You know, he had the secret ingredients for votes. And he had the charisma and was a great orator. And he just gave a speech in Kenya that was actually, you know, when I was watching him, I think he's a madman and a sick individual, but I was watching him and I'm like, wow, he is very smooth. You know, I mean, he is the wolf in sheep's clothing, you know, and I can see how people on that side who drink the Kool-Aid can buy into his rhetoric.
Oh, yeah.
And it's scary to watch. It really is, because he is a good salesman, and he's selling for the other team. But who's not buying his bull crap? Vladimir Putin.
Not at all. Not at all.
Trump. And you know who else? Me and you.
No, that's right. And most people aren't, I mean, that we hang around with that we know, most people are not. And, you know, but the I want to go back to that notion that there was a lot of competition going on with Obama and Hillary Clinton. I mean, when you talk about competition, it's, you know, amongst thieves, basically, and criminals, there's competition going on. And I'm sure that they were delighted to get all the information they could from, you know, Podesta and that whole thing in order to manipulate and use it against Hillary Clinton. Now, there's an article that came out, so-called article, I guess you could say. I think it's disinformation myself, so sort of setting it up, that you have George Soros, who says he's really disappointed in Obama as president, and that was something that came out on Fox News today. Have you heard anything about that?
I didn't. I haven't heard that, but he's disappointed. What, Soros was disappointed in Obama as president?
Yeah, really disappointed in Obama as president. Isn't that amazing?
Or a post-president, that Obama should be doing more.
Well, no, the article starts out, Obama slams populist right movement as big billionaires tout. This is the former Barack Obama. I got this one wrong here. There's another one out here. I didn't put this one up yet. But this is the one where George Soros is talking about his disappointment in Obama as president.
Obama has no legacy, and Obama divided the country, and Obama destroyed the Democrat Party. Just look at Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she was denouncing capitalism, and she didn't know anything about
stupid
Israel and the whole thing. I mean, the Palestinians.
She didn't know anything about capitalism.
She. There was more to that interview than just the Israel. You know, the Palestinians are being controlled by Israel. You know there was a lot more to that interview that really was an embarrassment for Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, why are we surprised? I mean, again, the guy Steve Cohen, the congressman from Tennessee that wants to give, you know, Peter Strzok a Purple Heart, also called for a military-style coup against the president. Where's the military, he said. And, you know, and Eric Swalwell is the guy that says, if you rob a bank, you know, you should still not be separated from your children. You know, stuff like that is just insane, right? You know, but these are the kind of Congress people we have. But, you know, what's really interesting, again, we've talked about Kavanaugh and Vince Foster. We've talked about Peter Strzok actually being Iranian groomed and Saudi Arabia groomed and speaks fluent Persian, and there was CIA, not FBI, and there was a whole pack of lies there that they're directly connected with Congress. But then there's this big reveal, this bombshell that came out from Vladimir Putin about Bill Browder, and this whole thing about Bill Browder donating $400 million of dirty money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Well, here's how this all went down. You know, and then, of course, there's the big egg on the faces of all the media that hasn't even really made its way into the mainstream media. That's that China was the hack source. There's more information that proves it's China. Even if it proves not to be totally true, you could say, well, they obviously didn't know their case, because those 12 indictments about it being definitely Russia. I have 28 years in IT. I happen to know that you could spoof your way into anything. It could have been a China guy in Moscow that was doing an X tunnel, and I said this yesterday, by way of Chicago. You don't know who it was. So they could never, you know, you can indict a ham sandwich, but you can't prosecute that case if you're Robert Mueller. And Vladimir Putin knows it. That's why he called Mueller's bluff in the Helsinki comments and said, bring it. We'll be happy to work with you, but let's see what you got. And, of course, Mueller has nothing. $22 million and 2 years later,
nothing.
He has nothing.
Yeah, no, he has absolutely nothing. And, you know, I'm going to reiterate this, all those in the mainstream media who listen to us for your show prep, we've covered this territory years ago, and now you're trying to resurface it, and of course this is Rosenstein, and you're trying to make it like today's news. This is old news from 2014 and 15. I mean, you're years late on this one. This is the thing that I find absolutely fat, but this is how they do things. They talk about the fake news. It's the refake news at this point. It's the remake refake news.
By the way, you know who the sources are for Lisa Page and the China hacking story? FBI sources. FBI sources. There's not more than 10. It's not 10s and 20s. It's like 100 FBI agents in the hundreds that want to come out and testify talk about what's going on.
Yeah, and this is what, I'm going to reiterate, because you're hearing a lot of FBI bashing. There is the good FBI out there, and I know a couple people that are FBI agents, and they've done a fantastic job, by the way. They've saved a lot of lives and actually stood up against the Obama administration during the times of crisis. But there is that good FBI, and these people are trying to get this information out as much as possible. And they know that the Chinese were the ones that were ultimately responsible for a lot of this information. You know, and the thing that really, really cracks me up is here they are, they even mentioned Guccifer. Well, Guccifer and all that stuff, Scott, you know how old that is? That's years really old.
Guccifer 2.0, Romanian. It's ridiculous. But the Bill Browder story is kind of interesting, yeah, too, Paul. How much time do we have? Because I want to give a little bit of a setup to this.
Let's go ahead and do the setup right now. We've got the commercial break coming up in about 2.5-3 minutes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So Bill Browder, $400 million, right? Well, Bill Browder was a senior executive at HSBC Bank, Shanghai Bank.
Right. Now, right? Let's hold it right there, because not only was he there, but so was James Comey on the board of directors there at the same time.
Yeah, but it was Bill Browder that hired James Comey. Then, a couple of months later, James Comey then gets the nod. He gets hired by Obama and Eric Holder to be the next FBI director.
Right.
Now, then, Bill Browder goes off. He denounces his citizenship. He makes $1.5 billion stolen out of the Russian economy, so Putin's not happy. Didn't pay taxes on it, so it's dirty money. He takes that money. He launders it. He launders $400 million, what he would have paid in taxes. He takes that $400 million and he gives it to Hillary Clinton. So now what you have is you have John Brennan, actually the architect of the fiction story called The Dossier, delivered to Steele to a circular report through David Corn from Mother Jones and Michael Isikoff from Yahoo News. They too wrote a book together about all this. That story was then propagated through those channels. The Five Eyes intelligence, UK and Australia, got involved to help out on this story. But at the end of the day, what ended up happening was you had Brennan provoke this spy ring that allowed Comey to get the wiretaps. Comey was bought and paid for by Browder, who financed Hillary Clinton, who financed Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie. So this was a complete...
Fusion GPS, explain that real quick. What did Fusion GPS do? Because this is really critical to the conversation.
Well, Fusion GPS was hired by Perkins Coie, a law firm, to do OPPO research, SMEAR. But they bought and worked with Steele and the dossier. Okay, the dossier was written. Everybody wants to know, where did Steele get his dossier? He got it from John Brennan.
Yeah.
So John Brennan hatched the story, sort of like Mark Furman planting the glove and then getting DNA analysis on it, yeah, after soaking in blood or whatever. The point is the evidence was actually created by John Brennan.
Right. And he's propagating the story. We got a break coming up right now. We're listening to Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. He's reporting to us live from Washington, D.C., where we're getting all the real scam and information and the real stuff that's going on. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Very first constitutional convention since 1861 going to be held this Saturday for New California. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
Here's Cindy Down and SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Website agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. We have the very first constitutional convention ever in, actually since 1861 to form a new state. So this is a big historic day coming up on July 21st in Harris Ranch, California, Coalinga, California. We're going to be down there with a looks like well over 100 people, and we're really, really excited about that. I mean, this is pretty exciting stuff. You just don't get every day when you get a new state being formed, and you also have a constitutional convention at the start of it anyway. This will be the first day of it, and we're going to have several other days in the coming months, and we're going to kind of kick things off, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, right now we're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. He's reporting a special report to Agenda 21 Radio from Washington, D.C., and we've been talking about this whole setup that has been going on and the players involved, the real actors that are involved right now, and one of the reasons why the deep state is just howling, absolutely screaming, going crazy. John Brennan and Comey, all these characters, Lisa Page, who was testifying in front of Congress the other day, and now we're finding out, of course, the Chinese connection to all this stuff and the Hillary server, competition with Obama and Hillary Clinton. Anyway, Scott, we left off talking about Perkins Coie and all the things that were involved with the dossier.
Bill Browder story. Bill Browder up, and I just thought, that was the takeaway, and yet the mainstream media called President Trump treasonous. Forget about, Barack Obama. Talking on a hot mic saying, after my election, I'll have more flexibility. I mean, the media is completely and utterly ridiculous at this point. I mean, it's not even fake news anymore. It's just absolute Armageddon, treasonous, whatever. And you know, the fact is, folks, Fusion GPS lost their court battle with regard to phone bank records. And Nunes has gotten those records. He knows exactly, and so does Trump, that these media partners have been bought and paid for. And that what you see is a paid state-run media from the last regime, Obama regime. This was the same people that he was spying on, too, wiretapping the AP and James Rosen and a whole bunch of other people. This is the kind of cabal we had going on under the Obama regime. And I'm telling you, we are so grateful that we have President Donald Trump. But Bill Browder, Vladimir Putin, he would not, he's KGB, right? He would never, ever have brought up this into the world stage and promoted this, that Bill Browder paid Hillary Clinton $400 million of dirty money if he didn't have something to back it up. And there is a lot about Bill Browder that we need to learn about.
Right.
And he's the guy that hired James Comey.
Well, he's also the guy who was the spearhead, I believe, in interference in Putin's election of 2011, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yes.
No wonder Putin brings him up. Talk about an interference in an election.
He's directly connected with George Soros. And by the way, George Soros, nothing for nothing, is spending millions of dollars to try to keep Kavanaugh from getting confirmed. And I think that really the concern for Kavanaugh is, again, this Vince Foster connection. And that's going to be interesting as well. But Trump is playing this, and we knew that there was going to be a big reveal. And Bill Browder, we've all known a little bit about Bill Browder. He's been on TV a lot. He's a billionaire. But we're learning now he's center stage because he's a direct component. $400 million? Do you know what kind of money, do you know what kind of fraud that is in terms of election campaign donations? It's unbelievable when they find out about this $400 million. But that wasn't just that was the tip of the iceberg, because there's also the Uranium One story that's going to be revealed. And I guarantee you that the two nationalists, Putin and Trump, both love their own countries, but both understand each other because of that same fact that, you know, they play for their team, they play to win. I guarantee you, they are working together in cooperation to take down the globalists and the deep state and the massive corruption of the New World Order that doesn't bode well and doesn't serve well for Russia, I believe Putin believes, and also for America, which I believe Trump believes. So together, these two nationalists, although they might be coming together from different ideological perspectives in terms of capitalism, they come together with a like-mindedness with regard to how the world should be, you know, how the world should look. And that's bilateral, that's independent, that's sovereign. Nations should be able to move around and do business the way they want to. And that's why I think that we're going to learn more about Uranium One. But when we take a deeper dive into Bill Browder and that $400 million donation and the HSBC connection, and how that connected with the Comey, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele kind of circular thing. One is the money component, one is the wiretap, and then the Spygate, which was basically the ingredients to look at the wiretaps. And when you take a look at the Twitter feeds of all the people that have literally exploded on social media, it was John Brennan and Hillary Clinton and James Comey and the same suspects, because they know that things are heating up and they're screaming.
Well, their days are over. I mean, that's really what it is.
Like, we gotta,
the reveal by Trump with all the information that he has, you know, it's just like opening up the door and letting the sunlight come in, you know, to destroy all the germs. I mean, that's really what this is. And mm-hmm. biggest germ of them all, of course, is John Brennan. He's an absolute monster. People just don't understand who this guy is, but he's an absolute monster that really does need to be stopped. And, you know, this has been something that's been happening for a long time, and a lot of people have been very irritated that he's even got any kind of place, if you will, you know, at the table of any kind publicly, because he is such a monster. He goes all the way back, you know, like the big thing they say now, of course, is he voted for a communist back in the day and all this. It was all very true. You know, but he also converted to Islam. He was a Catholic Jesuit. He converted to Islam.
A Wahhabist,
which is, of course, the worst of the worst. And he became very intimately involved with all the ISIS connections and so on. He was very active in the formation of ISIS. And then he goes in and he overthrows the Ukrainian government, which was a pro-Putin government at the time. That's all still playing itself out right now today. I mean, the guy's just something else.
And where are the servers?
Yeah, where are the servers?
You know, and I thought that was a great thing that President Trump asked, you know. And shame on the mainstream media. I don't know where we're going to get our news anymore, but I got to tell you, citizen journalists are popping up everywhere. And they're doing great work. And I get my news from Yahoo and from Twitter. And I get these feeds and I get these sources, and I'm telling you, it's changed. I think that the polls and the elections are going to change forever. And I think that what's going to happen in the midterms in November 2018, it's going to be another one for the ages. It's going to be another mind bender for the left. They're
absolutely
not going to know what hit them.
Absolutely. The whole world is about to change in so many different ways, and it's changing right now, and that's why these people are kicking and screaming so mm-hmm. badly, and it's good to see it. I'm enjoying the whole thing, because we've been through a lot of this stuff, and those of you that have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio and your show and everything, a lot of this stuff is just stuff that's been out there. It's common knowledge, and they're trying to scream about it and pin it on Trump, Obama-era stuff on Trump. Of course, that's just not going to work, and people have figured it out, Scott, because most people are getting their news and information from guys like us. That's where they're getting it from.
Absolutely, and it's happening very, very quickly before our eyes. We have a changing landscape, but again, you know, my three big takeaways is that Strzok worked for the CIA, not the FBI. That Bill Browder and Hillary Clinton were connected with the $400 million in dirty money. The Kavanaugh's confirmation process is going to reveal a lot more about Vince Foster, and all of these were the design and the interest of Donald Trump. Those are the three big stories that are happening. You won't find these stories in mainstream media.
No.
You won't find them there.
No, and you will find them. You know, I get a lot of my news or getting a lot of information. I shouldn't say a lot. I mean, I get the bulk of my news from my citizen journalist. That's where I get it from. And mm-hmm. it all fits. You know, that not only does it fit, it leads, you know, it leads by a long way. And mm-hmm. the mainstream media, they're done. They are absolutely done. They've sold themselves literally to the devil. And people, as long as Trump continues to be president every single day, you know, it's like Will Johnson, you know, as he goes and confronts Antifa and they're anti-Trump and everything, he goes out with a loudspeaker and says, you know, Trump is your president. Tomorrow when you wake up, Trump will be your president. And that's really what's going on right now. People need to get over it. He is going to be the president for a long time. And because more and more people are liking paychecks, they're liking jobs, they're liking the security, they're liking the talk about stopping the illegal aliens at the gates, basically. There's a lot of things that are changing and a lot of good things happening. Anyway, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com. I'm live every day, weekdays, 8 a.m., just before your show.
Awesome.
And I want to thank you for putting me on your air.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to have you coming in from Washington, D.C. You're our chief Washington correspondent here on Agenda 21 Radio. All right, we'll
see you. Glad to do that. Glad to do that.
And say hi to Leonora for us.
I will. Awesome. Take care.
Anyway, Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. Really appreciate his participation in the show. Really appreciate your participation in the show. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. The first constitutional convention to be held since 1861 will be held in Harris Ranch, California, which is actually Coalinga, California, this Saturday. Think about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Here's Sindel and SOS, two of life's messages of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston with Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism.